Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we were talking about getting deeply rooted into the Word of God and not into philosophy. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The faithfulness of God's word distinguishes it from the delusions of human teachings. Paul longs to see saints united in prayer, God's word, and holiness, enjoying the riches that are in Christ Jesus. My friend, it's going to take more than you just reading the Bible at night or in the morning or whatever time you have set aside each day to read it, if you do that. But after you read it, to meditate in it. And I don't mean just getting down and saying, Lord, now I want to pray for this and pray for that and pray for this. No, I mean to meditate in the word of God, think long and hard upon it. Then, my friend, it's then and only then you'll find that you're beginning to really grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, these false teachers had fascinating philosophies. It was the in thing in Christianity. What's wrong with going deeper? Well, my friend, there was much wrong with their kind of deep, because they were going deeper into man's philosophy, but not into the Word of God. See, they were not going deeper in Christ. They were only going deeper in emotional experience and philosophy. So let them have their big rallies and their psychological reasonings that they're having today. My friend, for us, verse 3 tells us we have more than philosophy and psychology, even in the name of religion. We have more than all of that combined in Christ, because in Christ we have all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And if you want to get deeper, then get deeper into knowing the Lord Jesus Christ intimately by meditating in His Word. Know what you can do physically and mentally to please Him. Have a daily time in the Word of God to meditate in it, but then also to carry it out. In other words, you can meditate all you want to in the Word of God, but if you don't have an avenue by which you try to serve the Lord, part of that might be praying for this ministry, but it's also witnessing. It's trying to bring souls to the Savior. It's the various avenues of your life. It's having them right. And so you carry out the Word of God. Now, let us not be indifferent. Some people are impressed with increased and great programs, but the truth is not cold. But on the other hand, people may know the truth, but they're not on fire for Christ. You see, spirits of pleasure, increase, feelings, emotions, laziness, selfishness, they were about to kill the church at Colossus and Laodicea. And eventually, it did, because there's not churches there today. Paul may have prayed for the sick, the wayward, and the unsaved. But my friend, he agonized for God's people and his servants to continue to strive for victory. Now let us understand something here. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." What kind of a promise is that? Hey, if you'll live godly in Christ Jesus, I guarantee you'll get persecuted. We don't like those kind of promises, do we? But that is the promise there. 2 Corinthians 12:8, Paul says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Three times he prayed for the Lord to remove his thorn in the flesh. And he even said the thorn in the flesh, what it was. It was the messenger of Satan that was sent there to buffet him. And my friend, you may be in a trial or persecution. It may not be the Lord's will for you to be removed from the trial. But you stick with him, and he'll take you all the way through the trial. You try to run from your trial, you're liable to run in something much greater. Now, you're listening today, and you might be a leader in your church. Maybe you work in the Sunday school, some type of children's ministry of one nature or another in the church. And you're a parent, or you're single, either way. You're doing fun things, but not really persevering for Christ. You have a lack of personal devotions. And if you're doing a ministry, you're only halfway prepared for the ministry. You review your lesson maybe one time for Sunday school. You're not faithful to the revival meetings or the Wednesday night meetings of the church. And a lot of times, if you're not teaching Sunday school, or if you're not active in that child's ministry, or they don't have it that one particular night, you stay home when the church services are going. You rarely witness. You're not persevering in prayer for those over whom you're trying to minister. Well, my friend, you probably won't suffer persecution for that kind of a Christianity, but don't expect it to be rewarded either. That's the kind the fire melts away. There were the pilgrims. They were in a hard winter with little or no convenience. They gave thanks, and they left us a legacy of faithfulness. Now, you're listening to me by way of radio. And perhaps you have a nice church, a nice job, a nice home, nice clothes. Now, most people have the tendency to think, I'm not rich at all. And you're not rich by what we think of rich. You may not even think that you're middle class by what we think of middle class. And yet, you're living in this country, you're living better than 90% of the world. And my friend, here you are, you're living in a way that millions upon millions would love to trade with you. And many of you, you're cleaned up, your health is good, and yet, in your heart, there is more criticism than there is thanks. You go to church, there's something wrong with the preacher. There's something wrong with the music. There's something wrong with the Sunday school teacher. There's something wrong with this and something wrong with that. Now, if they're being very worldly and they are teaching false doctrine, yes, there is something wrong. Confront it. If it doesn't change, get out and get to where they have something that's right. If there's not anything right, then you begin seeking God to start something right. Now, my friend, if we are calling ourselves Bible-believing Christians, then become a righteous person. There's no hope for America or your children, and we will lose the America our fathers founded if we do not get serious about Christianity and begin to have more commitment, more faithfulness, more edifying of the believers, and less criticism of Bible-believing preachers and churches. Now see how Paul continues to pray, that their hearts might be comforted. He says there in verse 2 of Colossians chapter 2, comfort comes from the Greek word that means encouraged or confirmed. We often think of comfort as to console, but the idea here is to strengthen. It's not just the idea of relief, but it's the idea of reinforcement. In the early years of football, some of the pro players would not go all out on certain plays and at certain times. Now, if a defensive lineman is playing on the starting team, he can go all out 100% on every play. Now, why is there a difference? Well, back in the early days, The player played both ways. He played offense and defense. They didn't substitute freely. Now, he can go all out because he knows there's going to be reinforcements. As a matter of fact, he may not even be on the defensive line all four downs. He may, in a specialty situation, be replaced by a pass rusher. You see, and so he can go all out 100%. Well, that is comforting strength or knowledge. I can give it my all. If I need a rest, somebody can come in. Now, being knit together in love, he says there in verse 2, that their hearts would be comforted, and his prayer is that they might be knit together in love. That word for love is agape, and that tells us of a godly, not a worldly love, a pure, not a defiled love, a faithful love, not a love that's carried about with every new wind and wave of doctrine and practice that people are doing. It is an agape that is faith, not feelings. Now, it's interesting that in the Greek, this phrase here, being knit together in love, is passive. So what it's showing us is that it is Jesus Christ that knits us together. It's not us. Our part is submissive obedience. We must be submissively obedient to his word. You see, I don't need as much to get another Christian to stop criticizing me or this ministry, because that is only the fruit. The real root of the problem is that person has a lack of submissive obedience. And that's the same in your church. They're criticizing a Bible preaching pastor, criticizing the church. That is not the real problem. That's only a fruit. The root is they lack submissive obedience to the Word of God and to those that have been placed over them. If they become submissively obedient, then they will, just like Michael the Archangel, King David, and others that we find in the Word of God, they'll fear to speak evil of the Lord's anointed, of his house, and his people. So he is praying that we will be strengthened to love one another in a righteous and godly way, that we might stand against the wiles of the devil. This is why John states, they went out from us because they were not of us. And so he goes on to say in verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Now, the full assurance is a term defined as to be under full sail. When a boat is under full sail, what moves it? Well, the wind. The word spirit in the Greek is the Greek word pneuma, and it means wind. Christ breathed on the apostles and said that God is a spirit, and he said to receive ye the Holy Spirit to the disciples, but he had also told them that God is a spirit. Notice the last part of verse 2 refers to the mystery of God there. He says, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.